It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Fanatics Fest at the Javits Center in New York City, it's BT and Sal on the Fan.
All righty, BT and Sal back on the Fan live here at the Javits Center Fanatics Fest. This event
having
is...
having a blast, Sal.
Dude, this is awesome.
This is great.
This is actually better than I thought. We were both excited about it.
Yeah.
And were curious how it was going to work. And then, you know, throughout the course of the week, we started getting layouts of what it was going to look like, the setup and the map and the whole thing. This is really, really cool. They've done a fantastic job here. Where's Ruben at? Get him over.
Get him over here. Where's he at?
I better be catching a pass from Tom Brady and meeting Michael Vick. I'm dressed like Vick right now. I got to put the helmet on, but I can't do the show with the helmet on. So anyway, it's been really cool getting a chance to meet a lot of fan listeners and just sports fans, diehard sports fans, and a lot of Nick energy here. Now, you know, we've also seen a bunch of Jet fans, BT, along the way. And I wanted to get to the Jets for a second. We've talked about, of course, Reddick and the holdout and that situation. And we've also kind of minimized it and glossed over it in certain ways where this should not be minimized. Joe Douglas and the Jets could say, well, look, we don't need the player. We're not trading him. We're not going to sign him, whatever. You know, we're not going to, you know, come to an extension or give him what he wants right now. Let him hold out of camp and we'll be fine without him. They traded for Reddick, and they traded for him for a reason. The New York Jets are going to go as far as their defense takes them. Now, I'm not trying to disrespect Aaron Rodgers or the offense because I love Aaron Rodgers and do believe in him and do think the Jets' offense is going to be good. It's not going to be one of the best in the AFC. It's not going to be the reason that the Jets get to the Super Bowl. If the Jets get to the Super Bowl or go far in the playoffs, it's going to be because their defense is better than everybody else. Baltimore, Kansas City, Buffalo, Miami, name the top teams.
Maybe the
Texans,
maybe Chargers,
yeah, Texans, whoever. Jaguars,
yep.
The Jets,
Bengals.
The Jets don't have an offense that is going to be better than the best offenses. They could be comparable,
yeah,
and close,
okay,
but they do have a defense that can be the best defense in the NFL. Well, to be that, they need Reddick on the field, so let's not minimize the holdout and what this potentially means.
Well, I don't know that we're minimizing it, but at least my perspective is Reddick's got no juice. He thinks he's got leverage, he's got none. Hassan Reddick's 30 years old, and he's good. What he's really good at, he's really good at, and that's the bottom line. But he's got nowhere to go. The Jets retain his rights, and people need, and we talked about this, people need to understand, like Hassan Reddick, okay, I'm going to draw my line in the sand. Guess what? I'm going to pretend I'm Hassan. Hey, Joe. Hey, Robert Saleh, Woody. I'm not coming until I get your new contract. Fantastic. You're not getting a new contract. Then next year, when you don't play either, you'll get no accruement in terms of playing six games, in terms of getting for the pension and all the things that matter down the road. You will not get that. So not only will we fine you $50,000 a day, which they've been doing.
Right.
He's already about $350,000 in the hole.
Right.
He's got a $14 million salary this year. If he doesn't play a snap, he's down $14 million right away. So you're telling me that somebody who's not a quarterback, not a wide receiver, in terms of money, that's why I say that, is going to leave roughly with the fine $17 million on the table this year and then not be able to play next year when he's going to be 31 years old. There's no chance.
Right, but
that's not happening.
But that is a different conversation, the who's got the leverage, what Reddick's going to do. They need him on the field. So you could say that, well, Reddick's got to play. He's losing money. He's losing millions of dollars potentially. The Jets have him, as you said the other day, by the short ones.
Yep.
Yeah, that's great. But if Reddick says, you know what, I'm digging in, I'm not playing, that is going to hurt the Jets this year on the field. They need him.
Okay, I don't disagree with that. They lost Bryce Huff. They do need him. I guess what I was saying in a long way, I just want to explain everything to everybody so everybody knows. I do think he's going to play. I do think that he's eventually.
Well, what if he doesn't? And maybe that's why we're minimizing it. And I'm not saying you or I individually, but
yeah, we're taking it for granted that he's going to show up.
Yes, I think that the
maybe
now maybe he will, but maybe he won't. The impact of Reddick on the Jets is not insignificant. He's a big part,
yeah,
of their plans and how they could potentially have long-term success here this year going deep into the postseasons. He's an integral part of that. If he weren't, they wouldn't have traded for him.
You know what I'm interested to see? This goes back to the offense-defense thing. And, Yeah, the defense should be better than the offense, but I think that the Jets' defense, I mean, and I'll be a little conservative here, and I'll factor in Hassan Reddick playing at some point. I think the Jets' defense has a chance to be top three, and I think the Jets' offense has a chance to be top 10. More towards the back end of top 10.
Right.
I'm not saying three
okay,
or four.
Okay, fine, but that's...
Yeah. Eight or nine. So how many teams in the... I'm not saying there are none. How many teams in the NFL have both top 10 offense and defense? Not as many as you think.
Right.
I think the Jets are on the short list. So,
but don't you think that what's going to separate the Jets from everybody else in the AFC is their defense? I mean, you said...
Well, I think that that's a big part of it, but I also think that Aaron Rodgers flinging 30 touchdowns isn't going to hurt.
But other guys do that, too.
No, they don't have the defense that the Jets do.
Could list... I mean, I went on this computer. I got the call screen.
I got you. How many guys threw 30 last year?
Well, not even that. Just look at the teams in the AFC alone.
All right, Joe Burrow's going to kill it. Right. Josh Allen's going to kill it. Lamar's going to kill it. Herbert's going to kill it, although they'll be more run-heavy with Jim Harbaugh.
I mean, in their own division, yeah. Miami and Buffalo still, until proven otherwise. I'm not saying the Jets can't get to a level close to that.
The Jets are better than Buffalo. They just lost their linebacker. Not only did they lose Stephon Diggs, they lost their linebacker, Milano. He's terrific.
I know that, but we can't say the Jets. That'd be similar.
It'd
be
Jets
similar to saying the Mets are better than the Braves. Can you actually finish ahead of them?
But the Mets never beat the Braves. Yeah. The Jets beat the Bills last year on opening night.
In a game. The Mets beat the Braves.
And they lost the game.
The Mets beat the Braves in a series as well.
I think I have no problems. Now, the Dolphins, the Jets are better than the Bills.
Yeah,
they are better than the Bills.
Okay, they might be better than the Bills, but the Bills offense.
Than the, Pets.
The Bills offense. You think Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback than Josh Allen right now?
I don't think so, but I think the Jets have a better roster.
Okay, but fair enough.
I really do.
Better team. We're talking about.
And the Jets always defend Josh Allen well.
Understood.
He always throws picks against the Jets.
Because of their defense,
Sure.
Their defense is better. That's what I'm saying. Just offensively, if you look in the AFC, teams that are better than the Jets offensively, teams that the Jets are trying to get to that level, which with Rodgers, they should be able to, but they obviously have to prove it because they haven't played a game for them. Dolphins, Bills, Ravens, Bengals, Steelers and Browns, I mean.
Go to the Chargers. Herbert is going to be really good with Harbaugh. They're going to run the ball more because he's got Greg Moore over that running scheme.
Chargers, Chiefs, Texans, Jaguars. Think of all these teams that offensively are at the very least going to be on the same level.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to push back on that.
Now let's do the defense.
Like defense.
Jets better than anybody in the AFC East.
Yep.
I mean,
Steelers defense pretty good.
Browns very good.
Yeah, Browns have a good defense.
Baltimore.
Well.
Okay, but still I think the Jets could be better.
So do I.
Jaguars and the Texans.
No.
Even the Chiefs
Jets
and Chargers.
Texans last year with Zach Wilson.
So that's the point. What is going to separate them? Like, even if everything goes perfectly for their offense.
Which it won't. Never does for anybody. But
how good are they going to be? Top 10?
I think the Jets are going to average 24, 25 points a game.
Right. Okay. I mean, that's a lot. But if everything goes right for them, they're still not going to be better than the best AFC teams offensively. If everything goes right defensively, they can be the best defensive team in the league. That, to me, is the separator.
Without Reddick, they can't get there.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right?
Well, yeah. Listen, my energy is positive right now because of what I just explained with Reddick, and
right.
I do believe he'll show up. If you tell me today that you knew for a fact that Hassan Reddick doesn't play a snap, I've got a little bit of a different... First of all, I'm getting on Joe a lot harder, Joe Douglas, and I'm a little more concerned.
Well, there are other moves to be made. I mean, Atlanta just brought in Matthew Judon.
I saw that.
That's a big move.
For a third-round pick.
And to be honest with you, like, you know me with the Falcons, I really don't care anymore. Like, Kirk Cousins, whatever. That's a move that gets me excited because that's what you need.
Absolutely.
Pass rushers in the NFL.
As soon as I saw that, I thought of you. I'm like, Sal should like Judon. It's a good player.
I actually did get excited about that one. That team, like many other teams, have been chasing an elite pass rusher for years.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that the Jets have been in that similar spot, but you need one of those guys. They're game changers, game wreckers. And with all the other pieces that the Jets have, Reddick would be a perfect final piece to go get the quarterback. Protect the quarterback, go get the quarterback. Reddick's going to be the best at that with the Jets. He's got to suit up.
Do you not think he's going to play this year?
I told you how I felt about it. I think he's drawn his line in the sand.
If
you're,
for now.
If you're going to sit out and already lose money, why not just say, this is it? Like, him and his agent, right or wrong, I feel like made that decision to say, we're not going to show up. And they know, or had to at least anticipate, the Jets aren't going to break. So maybe they just ride it out. Maybe this thing goes into week four. We go, who knows how long
it goes. I think week six is where that would have to be resolved for to accrue the full year for pension, et cetera, whatever, to be fully vested down the road. I think he's going to play. I don't think there's any doubt that he's going to play.
Right.
Now, to answer your question directly, like, why would you – like, it's one thing to sacrifice a couple of $100,000 trying to prove a point, getting fined every day, getting banged out for $50,000. Another thing to leave $14.1 million off the
table.
Well,
that's – they're obviously – see, you said that the agent made a mistake and miscalculated.
I do.
I'm assuming – look, either he's a complete buffoon or he had a plan and said, hey, this is one of the options. So be prepared if you don't show up. If we don't show up, this is what could potentially happen. You're going to lose a lot of money quickly. So we got to stand firm. When you decide to take a line – you can't just do it for a couple of weeks and be like, oh, wow, I didn't realize it was going to be this bad. You have to anticipate how the reality is going to play out. And I hope, well, and maybe not I hope, but I assume that Reddick and his agent expected or at least anticipated that this might be one scenario.
They thought that they had the Jets. They thought that they had them cornered. They really thought that because think about, it's not just that the Jets allowed one of their own players to walk to the team that Rashan Reddick used to play for. So literally the Jets are down a player and the player that they brought in does exactly what Bryce Huff does and does it a little bit better. So that's the obvious stuff. I also think that their miscalculation came with this. When they looked at the Jets organization, I'm talking from an agent perspective to Reddick as they plotted this thing out, he's probably sitting there saying, dude, the head coach is hanging by a string. The GM's hanging by a string. If they don't win, they're both getting whacked. So we're going to get whatever we want. They're going to have to acquiesce because they're desperate. And guess what? They ain't acquiescing.
Yeah.
So that's where the miscalculation came in my opinion.
Right, but then once the season starts, that's where it's going to start to hurt the Jets. And that's where they're going to start to get antsy and say, hey, we need a pass rusher. So I'm assuming Reddick and his agent are playing the long game here, and that can hurt the Jets. BT and Sal on the fan. Ike is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Ike?
How you doing, boys?
What's up, Ike?
Hey.
BT. Yo. Where do you get the ego to say the Jets are better than the Bills? I mean, are you kidding me? And I'm not a Bills fan.
Okay.
I'm a Miami Dolphins fan.
Gotcha.
Okay. And what I saw last year.
Yep.
Now, listen, the Jet defense, for some reason, does match up well with the Bill offense.
Okay.
That's why you've been able to beat them the last couple of years. Okay, what I did see last year was Miami waxed the Jets defense with a beat-up offensive
line. Hold on a second. I'm not talking about Miami. You brought up the Bills, so stick to them. Don't just jump around like that.
Bills have won the division 5 years in a row. Okay? Bills have won the division 5 years in a row.
I understand that, Ike. No, and Ike, by the way, I've got profound respect for the Bills organization. I really do. It's not just like a flippant comment I do. It's not just some flippant comment where I'm just saying, the Bills stink, whatever. No, the Bills have been a borderline model franchise for a while, but specific to the Jets-Bills thing, number one, the Jets beat them last year once. They only played twice. The year before that, remember when Zach Wilson had that big third down conversion? They beat them 2 years ago. And, oh, yeah, by the way, they almost swept them 2 years ago. Remember when C.J. Mosley jumped off sides right before the half in a 0-0 game that enabled the Bills to kick a field goal in the pouring rain right before the half, and they were up three? The Jets might have won that game, too. So, number one, the Jets match up well against the Bills, and I just proved it because they've won two of the last four times they play. And I believe, and maybe I'll be wrong, but I believe that the Jets roster is not only better than the Bills roster, it's absolutely better than the Bills roster.
Well, and for the sake of that conversation, and thank you for the call,
thanks.
I was talking about specifically the offense. And until proven further, or until proven otherwise, you have to side with the Bills. They're the ones who have proven. You even said that you'd give Josh Allen the edge.
I do, but Stephon Diggs is not playing for the Bills this year.
Okay, but we haven't seen it play out. I mean, we've seen what the Jets have been. The Bills at least earn the respect of saying, you have to put them on that level. They get the best quarterback or one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Okay, and again, I love Josh Allen.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish he was my quarterback. Right. I love him. You know,
and
young,
I love Rodgers, but he's not.
No, me too.
He's not Josh Allen.
No,
now.
Josh is young and tough and fearless and fast and has a rocket. Josh Allen's the man. I love Josh Allen. But Two quick questions for you. Number one, do you think the Jets' offense will be better with Rodgers compared to Zach? Yes or no?
Okay. Yeah.
Number two, do you think the Bills' offense will be weakened without Stephon Diggs? Yes or no?
No, because I don't believe...
He's one of the best receivers in football.
Understood, but I believe they can make somebody... I believe a good quarterback will make a receiver better. I don't think you need
but
Stephon
But I don't think
Diggs.
Josh Allen's that kind of... Like, to me, Peyton Manning can make... Josh, to me, is off-script, and off-script quarterbacks generally don't make receivers better. It's broken play. No. I think that certain quarterbacks can definitely make receivers better. I don't think Josh Allen's one of those guys. Stephon Diggs walked in as a stud.
Yeah.
And he left the stud.
Right, but the Bills'
Josh
offense
didn't make him.
The Bills' offense was good before Stephon Diggs got
wasn't,
there.
It wasn't like that.
You know, well, you know what? The Bills haven't had the ultimate success either, so maybe getting away from just throwing the football down the field, maybe they could run a little bit more and have a different offense.
I mean, maybe. I'm not saying that they're going to go 5-12.
I just don't think that the receivers are as impactful as everybody makes it out to be. Like, I don't think just because the Giants have Malik Nabers now that they're going to be a top offense. I mean, you can't have a quarterback. So I'd rather have Allen there without Diggs than have Diggs without Allen. I still think the Bills' offense should be a top offense even without Stephon Diggs. Pat is in North Caldwell. What's up, Pat?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, Pat.
Hey, listen, so real quick, the Bills, yeah, I agree with BT. Like, the Jets loss is definitely better than the Bills' loss. I mean, you can say whatever you want, but they were already declining last year with Stephon Diggs. They have nobody ever seen those guys. Maybe Keon Coleman, but he's a rookie. You can't really worry about that. But if you lined them up, I would say the Dolphins have the best shot at anybody because that offense is very, you know, very electric. The defense is a little suspect, but bottom line is this, guys. Fact of fact, if they're not healthy this year, there's no reason they should not win 11. It's just a that's just bottom line. Everywhere you look, Michael Clayton
right, but
here,
Pat, but Pat.
One.
The point of the conversation, and thank you for the call. I'm going to let you go because we could barely hear you there for some reason.
A little fuzzy.
The point of the conversation is not to say that the Jets can't be better than the Dolphins or the Bills or anybody else. My point is that to be better than those teams, it's going to be because of the defense, not the offense. Obviously, the offense has to be competent, mm-hmm. which it hasn't been, and yes. I think it will be with Rodgers, but it's going to be the defense that separates them from the pack because their defense has the potential to be the best defense, where their offense has the potential to be a good offense.
You know, I said before, and again, I'm not saying there's no teams, but I don't think that there's abundance of teams that are both top 10, or at least last year, and projected this year, top 10 in both offense and defense. Because usually the offensive teams, you know, hang their hat on the offense and try to blow teams out, and, you know, the defensive teams like the Jets and some other teams that couldn't score are, you know, had their limitations offensively. Of course, Rodgers was the big issue last year, so I think the Jets will be very good on offense this year. But I'm going to incorporate this as well. Special teams. Now, I know, special whatever, punting. Morstad and their kicking game, I think that I'm going to further this and say, I don't know if there's another team that's going to be ranked inside the top 10 in offense, defense, and special teams. I'm prepared to make that statement.
Good,
I'm feeling myself today, Sal.
good luck
I'm getting giddy. Yeah, I'm at Fanatics Fan Fest. Yeah. I'm seeing Jet jerseys. Yeah. I'm booking 15 wins. Now, I think the Jets probably go 12-5. You know, I'm somewhat measured here.
That's fine. The facts are right now, the big piece defensively that they traded for this offseason is not there. He's not participating. And I think that's going to hurt the Jets in the long run, assuming he does not suit up and get on the football field once the games do start. BT and Sal on the Fan. The number to call, we'll continue with your calls, 888-808-1019, live from the Javits Center here at Fanatics Fest.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.